Simulcast, Neil Haley Show, and also Author's Corner, Frank Fiore. Frank, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest, and it's very impressive, this man, John Root, and we're going to go into many different things, but Frank, you excited?
Yeah, I'd like to hear
Olympic gold medalist,
really?
John Root. So, John, thanks for stopping by, and you know what? You like that to start the title with Olympic gold medalist, right?
You know, I'm one of those that doesn't lead with it, but it's a great talking point. It's coming good fodder for conversation.
Absolutely.
Frank, I like your hat.
Yeah. Yeah. So Frank's a Western writer. But John, tell us specifically, you know, your career after the Olympics, how that kind of helps you and take off the being an Olympian athlete for your career in life after that. Because that's a really big point to understand how athletes are able to capitalize on what they've learned in their work ethic in the real world.
You know, that's an interesting kind of topic, because for many Olympians, and a lot of us still stay in contact, it is seemingly kind of a hit and miss path after you get done. You know, I was part of the team sports. It's a little different than individual sports, you know, the swimmers, the divers, track and field maybe. But the team sports, you know, when you're together, there's a lot to be said for chemistry, and there's a lot to be said for cream rises to the top. I hate to use a cliche, but, you know, that warrior aspect really is a bonding thing that in some ways is difficult to reproduce in areas outside of sports. You know, when I got into business, you know, as an old school guy, I give you my word and my word is my word. But when you get a little sliced and diced, there's a lot of sharks out there, and it doesn't translate often into that shake a hand and deal. And, you know, there's a lot of swimming around you got to do.
That's a good point.
The diligence, the perseverance. You know, the diligence and the perseverance are things you have to fall back on, knowing how hard you got beat up. And I think for a lot of athletes, the common thread is, you know, you really got to find yourself through self-awareness for what you are outside of your sports container. You know, what do you want to do? How's your personality going to work into this? You know, not everybody's a 9-to-5er. Some people are go-getters. You know, some people just want to meet Olympians, and you're a great business development person. But it's not for everybody, you know.
And that makes complete sense, Frank. You know, athletes, some of them that struggle, Frank, because they are hardworking. They when you put the work ethic and you have the God-given talent, it's not a guarantee, but it's a better guarantee. So, Frank, what are your thoughts when you talk about, you know, some athletes didn't hit the mark after life after sports?
Yeah, well, as a gold medal winner, did you find it, you know, you're successful, okay, but do you find it kind of integrating back into life, but back into the everyday living, that the people say, oh, you're a gold medal winner and stuff like that? Or, and worse, yes, what about the people that came in third? And that I feel hard.
You know, Frank, I do feel very blessed, because I'm one of the few that just went to one game, participated. You know, we were the number one team in the world going in, and I honestly was a rookie, kind of trying to make the team for 2.5 years, you know, carrying luggage and doing all that stuff. But I know a lot of people that have invested 16 years of their life, 20 years, you know, 3-4 games, never made the podium. So I don't know if that's empathy. It's respect for continuing to drive for something. It took me a while to kind of find myself out of sports. You know, I was just one of those guys that I operated really well with structure and following directions. And, you know, if you put something in front of me in a carrot, and the carrot keeps moving, you know, I'm one of those that's passionately obsessive about trying to figure out a way to get it. So that helped me, but I'm also, you know, one of those that was cursed with a challenge upbringing. You know, I left home before I was 12 years old, just through to pretty heavy dysfunction. And so there are gremlins that kind of stick around. And I kind of had to manage and balance that as I found my footing, you know, in the free world, so to speak.
Okay.
All right. So what, John, I guess what's new with you? What's the latest projects you have going on?
You know, I tinkered on a couple of things. I've written a couple of books, a very psycho spiritual kind of mentality. You know, I spent 14, 15 years training. I say that after I retired from sport in 34, I kind of been there, done that. I went over to Europe, played professionally in Italy for a while. And I was really fascinated with kind of traveling the world with how cultures worshiped, how they express their kind of, you know, divinity, so to speak. I was cursed, you know, by being raised a Catholic. But long story short, all of my stuff kind of revolves around believing that I'm a mind, body, spirit mechanic. You know, there are a lot of intangibles that go into performance. And I think when you are out of the true performance phase, you know, especially midlife, you know, let's say people 45 and over, you're getting into the transformational component of, okay, well, you know, maybe I've hit my goals, maybe I haven't, but you're generally faced with some change, and some of it, and most of it, is personal change and how that all goes down. So I really kind of look at the elements that are not touchable, you know, the beyond the, you know, the mindset of positive perspective and the growth mindset and all these people that you want to talk about. There's a lot of other things for me that are very valuable, you know, and it touches on emotional intelligence. It touches on, you know, the spiritual concept of frequencies and, you know, what's your vibe and how do you understand that and how do you relate? So sacrifice and service, for example, it comes in sports, you know, you really got to frame up what is your sacrifice going to be. But even in team sports and individual sports, there's service work and you got to understand what that is and be really good and comfortable, you know, with what that aspect is going to be.
Now, the mind is such an important thing as a final question, John. Our minds control so much, our body, our everything, that if we're not really reflecting on our mind and what our words are and saying, we're not going to have a balanced life. And it's going to be something that's very, can be very hurtful for our health, can be very hurtful for our relationships, can be hurtful for so many things. And I wish we would teach this more. And that's what you're trying to do, is teach that whole mind, body, spirit, which is not being out there. They talk about, well, you're going to we're going to suffer and you're not going to enjoy life at all. And then you're going to die. And then something's going to be good for you after that. And you just have to put it up when you can. We can have a wonderful, exciting life. We just basically have to not put our foot in our mouth a lot and also make the right decisions by really listening to our bodies, listening to our mind and all that.
Correct.
Yeah. That's for,
and that's, you know, it's easier said than done. You know, choices are variable. Choices are, you know, very interesting things. And we rely on a lot of old patterns to make current choices. I spent a lot of years coaching, trying to really get young adults to tune into trying to shift what you can control. You know, if you feel out of control, if it's an anger, fear, worry, anxiety, you know, really try to go from reactive to creative. Take that C, all your challenges, all your competitions, cut and paste it, you know, move it around. Try to see things literally from the 180 perspective, because the prism does show you different things.
Absolutely. All right, John, best place people can find information on you, where can they go? John, where's the best place people can connect with you?
JohnRoot.net is getting rebooted. So right now you can just find me on Instagram and all the regular social medias. Yeah, I'm a pretty quiet guy these days.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back.